Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I've got Chris Martinson on the line with me. Chris is a very interesting guy. He has a website called Peak Prosperity that he started along with his business partner, Adam Taggart. Ran into Chris, basically renewed a friendship at the Casey conference down in Tucson, Arizona. Website is very, very interesting in that it is really, I would have to say, economic commentary and social commentary. I want to have a little conversation here with Chris because I think it's really relevant to the subject matter of this particular program, which is economics and politics. Chris, the top headline yesterday, Friday, October 25th, on the various wire services, one of the top headlines was consumer sentiment in the United States falls to a 10-month low in October. We got a lot of unhappiness in this country right now, and I would maintain that that unhappiness is resulting directly from dissatisfaction, certainly, with what's going on politically. I mean, we've got the Germans, the Brazilians, the French, who are angry at us because they claim that the National Security Agency is spying on their top leaders. Merkel, for example, has claimed that her cell phone was bugged by the NSA, and, you know, she's not really happy about that. Brazil and Germany have taken this to the United Nations. We've got a situation with one of our top allies, for lack of better terms, in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, where they're very unhappy with us. As you were saying off mic, the Washington Post had a feature article on Friday dealing with how older people my age, for example, are simply not ready for retirement. Instead of amassing savings, they're actually amassing debt. We got a lot of stuff here that's going on that makes me, I would have to say, really, really question the future. What are your thoughts on that, Chris?
Al, it's a great way to tie those dots together. I think it's a, in terms of confidence in consumer confidence and how people feel, it's been a pretty tough number of months. We had a government shutdown, which was just really, you know, obviously it didn't do a lot of damage, technical damage, but it did sort of a prestige damage. People got to see just how dysfunctional the overall parties are at this point in time, and I put them both in the same basket personally at this point in time, both dysfunctional, not pointing fingers disequally at one or the other. And out of the government shutdown, we come into this all these NSA spying revelations, which are really quite extraordinary. You know, you mentioned Brazil. Brazil's chief complaint is that they believe that their state-run oil company, PDVSA, has been hacked into, and they have good evidence of that. So the NSA is not just out there so-called, you know, spying to help eliminate terrorism. They're spying for diplomatic reasons, for industrial espionage reasons, for any reason they want to, right? And putting it all into the wrapping that we're doing this to protect ourselves somehow from some ill-defined force of evil, and that's not the case. It turns out that a lot of the world has decided that spying in such ways, particularly on allies, is not good, and I think most people would have to agree. Trust is essential. Sometimes you have to forego a little bit of knowledge, you know, that you could get from spying simply because preserving the trust of your allies and your partners is critical. And, Al, we're in a trust-based economy. We have a faith based money system. It's really important that we maintain trust. And I don't think people in Washington right now, I don't believe they understand how important trust is. I don't believe they honor trust. I don't think it's even anywhere in their value system. I believe their value system is arranged around something else. And it's just around power and wielding that power. And that's fine, but not when your number one export as a nation is your dollars. And that's where the Saudi Arabian piece that you mentioned has really got my attention in the last couple days here, because ruling members of Saudi Arabia have come out and basically said that unless things change with the United States, they're going to look to make a major shift in relations. That's a quote. And what is a major shift? Well, you know, who else is Saudi Arabia going to align with? Well, that would be China. It would be Russia. So that's a pretty, by the time a public statement like that is made by Saudi Arabia's ruling family, by the time a public protestation is made by somebody at Angela Merkel's level in Germany, you know the back doors have already been burned, right? They've already, in private, decided they can't negotiate in a way that feels reasonable to them. So they've aired their grievances publicly. That's a really big shift. And to me, that's probably one of the most important developments, is to connect all these dots and look at all the ways other countries are unhappy with the U.S. And this is the part that concerns me most. We absolutely rely on the rest of the world to buy our debt in order to keep funding our ability to spend more than we earned at this point in time. That's what the federal government's doing it. That's what private individuals are doing it. That's the Washington Post article. It's kind of how we collectively have decided to run our nation. It's not how we always did it. But since about 1980, we've been running, racking up debts at about twice the pace of our income, both individually and at the national level. So that's the story right now, and I truly believe that the Washington folks are playing with fire. I believe Bernanke is playing with fire. Bernanke is eroding our trust in currency on purpose. Washington, D.C., I believe inadvertently, or perhaps because they don't understand, are eroding our national sense of trust and international trust. So that's kind of the big story there, and it creates difficulties, I think, potentially, that we should keep front and center.
I have to agree with you. I'm seeing things that are going on domestically right now that really concern me a lot. And I think that the biggest service that people, that organizations like Peak Prosperity and the Cornell Economics Report can do for people who either, in your case, go on your website, in our case, listen to our show and come on our website, I think the biggest service that we can provide is, number one, bring this out. Because when you've got headlines that we've got, I don't think the average person is really listening and is cognizant of what's going on. You know, they'll flip past the headlines and they'll go to see who won the NFL game on Thursday night. You know, they'll go to the college football games on a Saturday, what have you. And I think that they're doing that, for lack of better terms, Chris, out of self-preservation. I really do. I think that people are escaping. You know, you talk about how people my age, you know, 60 plus, or let's even say 55 plus, are going into debt farther than they should be, certainly. I think that's a method of escape. I mean, you know, you don't have the money to buy a BMW, don't worry about it. Go out and lease one, you know. You don't have the money to go to Palm Springs to play golf for 2 weeks, don't worry about it. You know, take out a loan on your house or what have you. I mean, I think it really is a matter of escape, and I think people really need to be aware of that, and they really need to realize the fallacy, for lack of better terms, of what they're doing. Any comments on that?
Well, sure. You know, let me just say that I'm a fan of escape. I do it every so often myself. I think it's a wonderful thing to divert yourself every so often, but it can't be all you do. And if I could listen in through your comments, I share this view, potentially, that some people, that's pretty much all they do. They don't really have any time for what I'll call reality, which is to open up your eyes, really look at what's going on in the world, because maybe it's too unpleasant or whatever, that there's some reason that it's being avoided. But for those who are not paying attention today, the risks are extraordinary. There is such a chance that if all of this goes the way that past historical efforts at printing our way to prosperity have failed, if we look at those, we can say that what's coming is pretty clear. There's going to be an extraordinary transfer of wealth. And that transfer of wealth has already started, as we talked about last time, right? Where already we saw Ben Bernanke transfer wealth, essentially, from savers to borrowers. So from those who have money in a bank account that now get 0%, where they used to get 4 or 5%, where did that 4 or 5% go? What? It went right over here to the big banks and to debtors. So we've already seen that first shift. The second stage of this story is going to be really...
Chris, got to cut you off just for 1 second. We got to take a real quick break here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be back with Chris Martinson and Corey Fleck.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend edition here on the Corlin Economics Report. We are continuing our conversation with Chris Martinson right now. Chris, last segment, you and Al were talking about just how bad things are getting here in the U.S., consumer sentiment down, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It is not pretty out there. But now I wanted to focus on maybe what you think people should be doing from a living and investing standpoint to really protect themselves against the actions of the government of recently.
Well, sure. The first thing and the most important thing is to listen to shows like this one and to find other sources of information to really try and figure out what's going on. There are a lot of moving parts out there right now. Things are really speeding up. One of the frameworks I use is this idea that we're surrounded by all these exponential curves. They're just everywhere. The environment, energy, our money's growing exponentially. So staying on top of that, that's job one, and really understanding the context is just vitally important today. And then the second thing is to really start investing in yourself. Particularly, I truly believe that, you know, when I talked about the great wealth transfer that's coming up, what that really means is that the holders of paper assets, maybe stocks and bonds and derivatives and things like that, they're all going to find themselves suddenly impoverished, I believe, at some point. So the holders of real assets are going to be the ones who are going to win out in this story. And so that means you could be investing in your real estate and your property and your homestead. These are energy investments you might make. It could be things that are like that, but tangible. This is a story of tangible wealth creation and storage. And I'm a big believer still in gold and silver as ways to store wealth in a fairly concentrated form. But we're seeing right now that global art market is exploding hyperinflationarily in a way. And we're seeing money starting to figure out that it wants to go somewhere besides financial assets, so-called financial assets, paper assets. So that's the nature of this. We're looking at all the world's central banks just printing like crazy, promising liquidity for 2014, probably into 2015. Guess what? They're going to keep promising it until it breaks entirely on them. When it does, that's going to be extraordinary. And here we are, what, 5 full years into printing efforts. And as you mentioned, people are a little glum because things are not back to where they were supposed to be. There's a whole set of reasons for that. And but we can just say, guess what? Printing isn't working, but we're going to keep doing it until it finally breaks on us. You know what? We've seen this story before.
Well, here's the interesting question. Printing isn't working, but the only alternative, in my opinion, the only fundamental alternative here, Chris, is to really, really make a major change economically in our society, and that's going to cause some real hardship for the time being. And politicians are not willing to spearhead that effort, even though it is the correct thing to do. Any comments on that?
Well, absolutely. Living within your means is one of the most important things you can do. That's always been true. I'm sure my great-great-grandfather would have told me that, my grandfather. This is something we departed from only recently. It's really only since 1980 that we went on this grand credit experiment. Everybody got used to it. We think it's how life is. But the truth is, when you live beyond your means, there's a reckoning at some point. And so you either begin the process of living within your means on your own terms, or you just skate right into bankruptcy and try that out for a while. That's where our country is going. No need for individuals to follow that course of action. You mentioned that the retirees are piling up debt faster than they're piling up savings, or workers who are approaching retirement. That's true. They shouldn't be doing that. They should be living within their means as much as possible, foregoing the BMW today in favor of prudence so that they can enjoy a comfortable existence post-retirement. That's really where we need to get to. Our main cultural narrative, everything that Bernanke says, that the Treasury Secretary says, that Obama says at this point, are all geared towards go out, borrow some more. That's the system they want to get going. It wasn't a smart system. It's not good for people. It always catches up with you, and that's really where we are in this story. So, yes, if we want to live within our means, that will cause some short-term pain, but you either do that on your own terms or you wait until it comes delivered to you in some other terms, which I worry would be a currency crisis, a bond market accident, or something that we'll find unpleasant and disruptive. So I hate to be the bearer of what some people hear as bad news, but to me it's just common sense. Live within your means.
Chris, I couldn't agree with you more in the fact of, yes, let's stop borrowing so much money and let's stop buying these essentially useless products that we're going to throw away in, say, a year or two. Let's start to buy some real assets to hold their value and store their wealth. And like you said, it's what the government has been telling us to do, and it's what people have been following doing. However, it seems like governments around the world are telling their people to do that. Do you see any countries out there that are actually managing their money correctly, or their citizens are really staying on the ball and not going out there and essentially blowing this borrowed money on goods that will not hold their value?
Certainly there's a number of European countries where I think people live a bit more rationally. You know, Europe lives on half the energy per capita that we do here. And when I go to Europe and visit people's houses where there's just a few number of very tasteful, very high quality items in them and obviously a lot less stuff. Our whole culture in the United States is really around more people buying more stuff. It's kind of in one whole swath is sort of the Walmart model. And that's just based on this ideology of if we can sell more trinkets and then we'll have higher sales growth, and we need sales growth, and so we're just going to keep that process. It doesn't matter if it's not good for us as a country or for individuals or all of that. We do it because, and this is the hard part of the story to understand, we do it because our banking system in most of the developed countries in the world, the banking system requires continuous growth in money and credit aggregates. With it, everything's reasonably okay. Without it, they threaten collapse. Really, when Bernanke wants to get growth back, he's not really caring about jobs. What he cares about is the banking system. If the banking system has growth and credit, that's fine. If not, it's not fine. And so that's the part of the story I tell at Peak Prosperity, particularly in something called the Crash Course. I want people to understand the mechanism, just the system, how the system of banking operates, because that system has a big flaw in it. I just articulated it. The flaw is it has to keep growing forever or it gets very unhappy. There are other systems out there, but not that many countries operate on them. Almost everybody is using this kind of a banking system. It's known as fractional reserve banking. We loan all of our money into existence. Are there other ways to do that? Absolutely. But the IMF forbids you from doing that, and the banking system forbids you from doing that, and the Treasury Department will forbid you from doing that. So right now we're kind of locked in this model that says, guess what, we're going to grow. We're going to grow constantly, and that's all we're going to support. And we're going to do everything and everything possible to make that happen. But here's the newsflash. It's not working. And that's the part that are starting to make people uncomfortable, and that we can all feel something is wrong in the story. That's when I say people need the appropriate context. You have to understand how the banking system operates to understand why it's running into the problems it's running into right now, and why eventually, if we keep down this path we're going down, there is a very, very high chance of actually running into a collapse, a currency crisis, a really, really painful moment. And this is the hard part for me. It doesn't have to be this way. You can do things differently.
It really doesn't have to be this way, and I think it's critical for people to realize, and that's basically, Chris, what we've been talking about for the beginning of the show anyway, is basically the premise of this particular program. People need to do what you're suggesting, and that is you need to invest in tangibles. Corey and I are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, I got to tell you, Chris Martinson's a very, very interesting guy, and I thought the conversation that we had regarding why people seem to be going deeper and deeper in debt in the United States and the fallacy of that action, I want to talk about that because I think it's very, very important. You know, Kathy and I have tried very hard to prepare for retirement, and we're doing okay, I have to say, but we're doing okay because I realized a long time ago that if we weren't prepared for it, that I would simply be out of luck, and so would my wife, and I simply could not let that happen. So, you know, we got out of debt, we quit spending as much money as we had in the past, perhaps, and it made all the sense in the world. And it continues to make all the sense in the world. But, you know, people right now in the United States, to kind of echo what Chris was saying earlier, I think they're very unhappy. And one of the ways that people deal with unhappiness and frustration is by spending money. Because spending money can make you feel good if you're immature. Well, if you don't have the money to spend, what do? You go out and borrow it. And I have to tell you, I believe that's a real mistake. We've got three real experts on the line with us right now who can elaborate on that and give perhaps some alternative. Axel Merck, who is an old friend, Merck Investments, one of the best guys out there in terms of money managers. Rick Ackerman, who is a regular guest on our show. Rick's got a newsletter called Rick's Picks. Been doing this for, oh gosh, probably 20, 25 years. His entire career has been spent in the financial industry. And then, of course, we have Bill Howell with us. Bill is going to give us an industry perspective. Bill is the president of a company called Ripatch Gold. Prior to that, he was an executive with a couple of major mining companies, so he's pretty seasoned in this area, too. Axel, let's start with you. You know, it just strikes me that when someone gets into their mid to late 50s, early 60s, and they continue to go into debt, that's really stupid. And I think there are so many other things they could be doing. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, basically we live in an environment where we're told there's no inflation, but anybody approaching retirement knows that their cost of living is going up, cost of healthcare to be just one of them. Ultimately, what people have to realize, debt is really a choice. The people go into debt because they want to continue to spend. When you go out of college and you got nothing, you have a very simple life, and yes, you may have college debt, but other than that, thing you can live within your means. Very wealthy people go into debt because you're used to your standard of living, you try to keep it up. Society will change and adjust, and so older and older people will start to work, and 20 years from now, if you ask a 65-year-old, are you still working? He says, of course I'm still working, I'm contributing here to the society, but ultimately, an environment where interest rates are low, you're lured into debt, the cost of living is going up, your real wage hasn't gone anywhere, and so you just try to push the can down the road, like governments do, and that pushes them in that direction, and to bridge it to what obviously we're talking about here as well. Part of it is the erosion of the purchasing power of the dollar, of other currencies as well, and it's just very, very difficult with the most basic things to stay afloat. But the answer of that to that is you've got to live within your means. And whatever you got, don't take on undue risk. The most important thing to cut back is the spending side.
Actually, I think you bring up a couple great points there, one of which being that older people are now forced to work later into their lives, which decreases the amount of jobs available for people really graduating school. And that's something we're seeing is a higher unemployment rate for younger people because these jobs aren't freeing up, and the higher executive jobs aren't freeing up because people are continuing to stay longer in there. Now, Rick, I wanted to ask you, do you think there is any turn that we will see for people that they will actually start saving? Or do you think that as long as interest rates are low, people feel in a way almost forced, which I hate to say forced because they're not, but to grow and increase their debt and continue to spend on goods that aren't sustaining?
Well, I don't think it is so much a choice anymore. I think a natural condition of our lives is to go deeper into debt. And yes, there are households out there who are very extravagant, who live well beyond their means. But I'm thinking more of, for one, a professional couple. These have been lifelong friends of mine. He is a very well-known violin teacher, and the wife is the president of a national group of day school administrators. So they both had really good careers, but when you couple with children, is going to be at the point of borrowing to put them through college, no matter how much they might have saved. So this particular couple had a house in New Jersey. They bought it for $400,000 or $500,000, but they mortgaged it out when it was assessed for around $900,000 to pay their kids' college tuition bills. So this was one couple. I would say they were the most careful, well-budgeted couple that I knew, and they still had to go deeply into hock, and of course they got in trouble when the real estate market crashed and they couldn't sell their home in New Jersey. They had moved out to California. So I think the middle class is getting squeezed in so many ways, and even what you might think is indices of inflation, we see food prices going up, health care going up, and as I just mentioned, college costs going up. Those things are not really inflationary because wages have stagnated, and not only that, but the returns that you get on your investment have actually diminished. There's no way to put money where it's safe and get more than a 1% or 2% yield. So this has really put a squeeze on savings and investment, and we've come around to the point about where it's generally held that lots of spending equates to prosperity. A story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about everybody buying big ticket items, but to me that just means they're borrowing more. So I think we've got things upside down, but I don't think there's a way out for the middle class.
Bill, what do you think? I mean, you know, you've been around a long time. You've seen what's going on in society for damn near as long as I have. I mean, give us your assessment, will you, bud?
Well, I don't know if I've seen it as long as you have, Al, but one thing I can't say.
Let's get him off. Hang on one second. Let's get him off the show. Continue, sir.
As I said, I read this morning that people are actually going into debt to get into the stock market. There's just nowhere out there that anybody can get ahead. And, you know, as your last guest said, you know, the middle class keeps getting squeezed. And I heard the dreaded word stagflation crop up there. So, you know, we've lived this time before.
I have to agree with you in the fact that we are in a weird, weird situation here. However, saying that we have lived this time before, I think some of the other countries around the world, such as Germany, just to name one, have gone through this in a far greater extent than we have. And it's one of the reasons why maybe some of these countries, I think, continue to buy gold or at least support gold. But actually, I wanted to throw it over to you real quick and ask, are there any other countries out there that you see that aren't increasing their money printing or really this going into debt mentality that the U.S. maybe should be looking towards as a leader in this?
Well, I think there are cultural differences on how this problem is dealt with. We clearly have too much debt in the world, and we have to renegotiate these contracts either by paying less to our retirees, by defaulting on our debt, by inflating our way out of this. And it turns out that actually the Eurozone, with all its bad reputation, they have been mopping up liquidity. They are tightening, and that's, of course, strangling folks and doesn't necessarily make it any easier for them. But I think in the U.S. and Japan, we got the best printing presses. They are alive and well. And one of the reasons why the euro has been surprising to the upside so many is because they are actually tightening. They don't want to, but they have a very much of a demand-driven system where banks are returning liquidity. With regard to gold, by the way, when you are faced with a tough choice, and be that paying for call situation or whatever it may be, in the summer of 2008, we bought a whole bunch of gold because we said we got to set priorities. We'd rather cut other spending, but you got to finance the sort of things you want to finance, and you don't do it with debt. You do it by cutting the things that are not as necessary. And it's very difficult to do. Governments don't seem to be capable of doing it, but as a personal choice, any individual, of course, can do it. And so the one thing you have to do is you educate people. But if you want to know about a consistent theme throughout the world, is that real wages really haven't gone anywhere, and that breeds more populism, that breeds more popular politicians, be that the Tea Party or Occupy Wall Street in the U.S., revolutions in the Middle East, Abe in Japan, and it's only Germany that loves austerity. These sort of issues are really global.
And we know what the situation is right now. We're going to be back with Bill Howell, Axel Merck, Rick Ackerman. Corey and I are going to be chatting about solutions.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with Bill Howell, president of Right Patch Gold, Axel Merck, a very well-known money manager with Merck Investments, author, if I'm not mistaken on that, I know I got his books, and also Rick Ackerman of Rick's Picks. We know what the situation is, you guys. We know it's pretty dire for people in a certain demographic right now. What do you think that people ought to do? And Bill, let's start with you. What's your opinion on that?
The world's always about choice, right? And I think people have made some poor choices in the past, and that, you know, people would rather have a cell phone maybe than make sure that their mortgage gets paid. So, that's sort of been problematic, and we don't see a lot of what I would call self-reliance in the world anymore. And, everybody seems to look at towards the government to see how they can get a bailout or be helped out of the situation. And, of course, that's caused even more problems. I'm not sure how we get out of this right now. I just see the demographic moving more towards bigger government, more help, and in the long term, that's bad for everybody.
Now, Rick, I think we all know that I'm not a huge fan of storing your money just in the dollar, just because I think it's not a safe investment right now. What do you think people should be doing to protect their wealth, assuming they don't have loads of debt?
Well, I think they should go a little bit with the Peter Lynch philosophy that you invest in things that you understand. I think that hard times definitely lie ahead. And in that respect, you want to buy a piece of companies that stand to prosper. I had a very bullish forecast today for Amazon, even though it's moved quite a ways. It's rallied very sharply. It's a company that's all bricks and mortars. You know, they're building a big base to be a dominant player in the retail scene, and I would say that's my favorite investment. But, you know, you can have your own, and it really should be based on what you think of different companies and which ones you believe will be able to prosper even in very hard times. I always advise at least a 10 to 20% component of gold, and I know that even though I've traded in and out of some gold stocks, the gold and platinum and silver coins that I've kept, I've just held on to them, and I haven't regretted it at all. And, you know, looking back over the last several decades, there are only a few times when you could have bought gold where you would be a loser. Most people, especially those in a decade back, are big winners. So even if gold doesn't have this $5,000 an ounce spectacular performance that some have seemed to expect, I think at the very least it's going to hold its value, its purchasing power, relative to any other asset you can hold.
Axel, you're a real expert in currencies. Let's talk about the opportunities that are available in that sector.
Sure. Let me mention that two other things as well, I think, that people sometimes underestimate. In your lifestyle, spend less than you make. And the second one is, and that bridges almost to, and then the second one is, yes, you work longer. I mean, as long as you're healthy, you work. So that is a steady stream of income from that point of view. But as far as investing is concerned, the fundamental thing is you've got to recognize there is no place to hide. There is no risk-free asset. Putting money into a pillow or in a savings account is not going to cut it. That doesn't mean you have to become a day trader. Now, you mentioned currencies. The reason we like currencies, it's because we don't think asset prices are reflecting fundamentals when policymakers are very heavily involved in the markets. But the good news about our policymakers, as little as you may like them, is that they're predictable. And so when you have major policy action, it moves the markets. So we spend a lot of time to analyze central banks, policy making, be it the Chinese leaders, be it the European Central Bank, be it the Federal Reserve. And if you think we have currency wars, well, we can be a step ahead of the game. And so you can put your money in the currency space. Now, many people think that currencies are so volatile and so speculative, but if you don't use leverage, let the euro move a full cent from 137 to 138. It's actually not that big of a move. And so if somebody prints more money than the other guy does, it might have an impact on the currencies, and you can shift your money accordingly. You can actively manage that risk. The same thing, of course, in other directions. By all means, gold is the one currency, if you can call it a currency, that's not as easily printed as the rest of them. And so I agree with that, but you've got to be able to bear the risk profile. If you go to silver, which many people think is going to outperform gold in the long run, by all means it might, but it is far more volatile, so you've got to be able to stomach the volatility. Importantly, though, go where you see where there is value. You don't need to chase the next trend. People become wealthy because they buy low and they sell high, and it's easy to set them down, which also means you don't switch on CNBC and jump on the latest fad. You do your homework, you read the newsletters, you do the fundamental research, and then they deploy the money cautiously.
Actually, I think that's a fantastic point you make, is that, you know, you should be out there trying to make money with the money that you have, but by no means should you be a day trader, because that can bring you down a horrible, horrible spiral, and something that a lot of people just can't manage. And that's why there are people out there like yourself that help other people manage money. And I personally manage some of my money myself. I have others in different other areas. But to me, that's a fantastic point of don't day trade. Rick, I know that you look at the markets daily and are constantly commentating on what's going on. But long term, what assets or hard assets or whatever it might be are you most, let's say, attracted to?
Well, I'm a stock picker, but mainly on technical considerations. And, you know, trading is really kind of what I do from one day to the next, hour to hour, just to have money to invest and to spend. So I guess I look at day trading. I'm not putting my assets at stake, just a small piece of them, which I need to essentially make a part of my living that way. If I can ask a question of Axel, you mentioned the currencies. I'm just wondering how you value them, because I think we're at least somewhat agreed on the idea that there's nothing behind any of these currencies. They're not backed by anything, and in fact, currency represents debt. Do you price currency as effectively a share in USA Inc. or Germany Inc.?
Well, by all means, I mean, the short answer is come to our website at mercinvestments.com, and we have lots of white papers that address those sort of topics. The one thing that backs them is the taxing power of the governments, but clearly currencies are debt instruments, and one has to be fully aware of that. You're giving a loan to somebody, and just as many people that have gold, they're very reluctant to earn interest on gold by leasing it out. Well, that's perfectly what you do. When you don't have your $100 note, you put it in the bank, you lease it out, and then you get some interest on that. The reason we like currencies is because we don't like equity prices, we don't like bonds. And so what you move to cash, but we don't like U.S. dollar cash. We diversify to baskets of currencies to mitigate the risk of any one currency. But by all means, yes, they are only backed by the face, so to speak, by nothing real. Don't have any major currency that is based on that. And so our valuation, we have many different tools that we use. But ultimately, yes, you are giving credit. You buy a German T-bill, and you're giving, and that's how you get your euro exposure, for example. That's the sort of trust you have then in Germany. And one other point I'd just like to make briefly, because you mentioned the technical trading. It doesn't really matter what methodology you use, but be consistent. Have your own framework of looking at the world, be it on a fundamental or technical basis, short-term or long-term. Because if you don't, you're going to be overwhelmed by the news of the day. You're just going to be following the pundits on TV, and you're bound to lose money. Whereas if you have your system that you look at, and don't be stuck on, obviously you adjust when you realize that you're wrong, but when you have your system of looking at the world, you can survive and possibly thrive, but you have to have a way to look at the world and then invest based on that analysis.
I think that's all really good advice. You know, I'd like to wrap this up with you, Bill, in the sense that Kathy and I, as everybody is aware, are fairly heavily weighted. 40 to 50% of our capital is in the resource markets, specifically, you know, a combination of the commodities themselves and, quite frankly, junior mining stocks. Junior mining stocks have gotten beaten up pretty bad. What's your view on the future for that sector?
Well, it's not only been the junior sector that's been beat up, Al. It's the entire sector. I mean, you know, look at Barrick stock, for instance. It's off 60% or so for the year. And I think really what investors are looking at is they can't believe that these companies like Barrick and so have not made much money, and they've spent a lot of money on these projects, billion-dollar projects. And what I've noticed is you start to see all of these companies starting to get some sort of religion with regard to how they're going to cut costs and be more profitable. And they've all come up with similar taglines. I saw one company had value over volume. Another company was quality over quantity. So you can see they're all starting to get the same sort of religion. And my belief is once they can start to show some cash flow and move forward and not have these large write-downs and start to get these all-in costs down below $1,000, you'll start to see the sector gain some interest, not only the major miners, but, you know, that'll trickle down into the junior companies. And again, you've got to look for companies that have a lot of value stored in them.
I agree. I agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break from the news at the top of the hour. We're going to be back and talk politics with Jeff Deist, Glenn Downs, James Farley, and Doc.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.